In our previous shiur, we reviewed the opinion of the Rosh, who holds that Kol Nidre, that we say Yom Kippur evening, is a Hataras Nadarim. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam, and there are other Rishonim, obviously, that agree with the Rabbeinu Tam, he holds that Kol Nidre cannot be a Hataras Nadarim. And he gives a number of rayas. We discussed, the Ran discusses this in Daf Chaf Beis on the Beis, who could be the Beis Din to be Matir and Neder. And the Ran said you have to have a Beis Din of three people. And as we discussed previously, there should be Talmid Chachamim. Certainly one has to be, according to many Rishonim, a Talmid Chachamim that is familiar with Hilchos Nedarim. We don't necessarily have that by Hataras Nedarim. In order for Hataras Nedarim to work, we would need to have a Charata. And we don't really see, especially if not everybody in the community is saying Kol Nidre, where is the Charata? Moreover, as we said earlier, in order for there to be a really proper Hataras Nedarim, you have to mention the Nedarim, each Neder specifically. We certainly don't do that by Kol Nidre. The Rosh explains that these questions aren't really such serious questions, as we explained in our previous year. Because we have three people, because everybody in the community says Kol Nidre, we have three people, and the halacha is that any three people could be matir and neder. Moreover, particularly since it's Yom Kippur in the evening, we're sure that everybody, as they're standing in shul at this time, has charata for any nedarim that he made during the year. The reason you have to identify the nedarim, as we explained in our previous year, is because the Rav has to determine which nedarim can have a heter, which nedarim can't. And Yom Kippur in the evening, that Kol Nidre is only indeed effective for the Nedarim that have a Heter. But because of his questions, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he holds that Kol Nidre is not a Hataras Nedarim, it's a Mesiris Medar. As we learned in our Gemara, that one can be Mois Nedarim, Mois Medar about the Nedarim that he's going to make, that they shouldn't be effective. Yom Kippur in the evening, we get up and we make that announcement, that Mesiris Medar. The reason it's done on Yom Kippur is because Yom Kippur is the beginning of the year. It's a time, as we've been discussing, that everybody is in shul. And since everybody's in shul, and it's a time where everybody's in shul, it's the appropriate time to say Kol Nidre. The problem is, the Gemara says, at the end of our sugya, on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, that this Eitza of being Matir Neder, of being Moisa Maidah, says the Gemara, Rav Huna Bachinana Sava L'Midrash B'Pirka, Rav Huna Bachinana wanted to say in a drasha this option of being Mois Medar. Amle Rava, so Rava said to him, Tana Kamasta Mustume, the Tama, the way our Mishnah is taught, is very ambiguous. This halacha, that one could be Mois Medar, as we learn in the sugya at the beginning of Daf, at the bottom of Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph to Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, even though it's a halacha that's taught in our Mishnah, it's not really clearly taught in our Mishnah. And the reason, says Rava, for that is because the Tana did not want everybody to be familiar with this Eitza. Why? If people will know that all they need to do is just be Mois Medar,
and then they need not worry about their nedarim, they're not going to treat nedarim with the proper seriously. And now you're going to speak about it in a drasha. So here we see that Mesiras Medor is not something that we really want to publicize. And according to Ben Utam, Yom Kippur in the evening, when everybody's in shul, that's when we're doing the Mesiras Medor. So some explain that since we're only saying the Kol Nidre, but we're not really explaining what the Kol Nidre is, so that's why people think it's just part of the tefillah, and that's not going to be a concern that people are not going to give the proper respect to Nedarim. And in fact, I saw from Rav Menashe Klein Zatzal in the Shaila of Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos, Chel Gimel, Simen Kuf Peches, that says there are Rabbonim that give drushes before Kol Nidre. And the Rabbanim that think that in the drasha that they give before Kol Nidre, what would be a good thing to do is explain the entire nusach of Kol Nidre. He says, no, our Gemara is specifically telling us that Mesiras Medor, which according to Bein Hatam is what Kol Nidre is all about, should not be publicized. And there are those that say that's why Kol Nidre is said in Aramis. It's specifically said in Aramis, a language that's not really understood by all, because the Gemara is trying to teach us that we don't want everybody just to recognize this Eitzah of being Mais Maidah, which is very interesting, because there are other Rishonim, the Rishonim that say that Kol Nidre is a Hakaras Nedarim, they explain just the opposite. They explain the reason Kol Nidre is set in Aramis is because Kol Nidre represents a Hataras Nedarim, and the only way you could have a proper Hataras Nedarim is if the person who's requesting the Hatara knows what he's saying, understands what they're saying. So that's why it was instituted to be set in Aramis, a language that everybody understands. So we have two opposite approaches. The Shittas that hold Kol Nidre is a Het in Nedarim say it was instituted in Aramis specifically so it should be understood. And the Shittas that say that Kol Nidre is a Mesiras Medor say it was instituted in a language, specifically instituted in a language that is not really understood by all. But then there's another explanation that really we find that the Ran says this explanation also in other places, that in the time where people were not as careful with Nedarim, so the Mesiras Medor was counterproductive. And telling people that they could avoid the problem of Nedarim by being Mais Medor wasn't appropriate, as the Gemara says. In a time where people are not as careful as they ought to be with Nedarim, so then the situation changes. And it's appropriate to be Mais Medor in order to avoid the problem. Certainly, if we hold like Rabbeinu Tam that Kol Nidre is a Mesiras Medor, so everybody has to be Mais Medor themselves, and one should not rely on the Shliach Tzibur. Furthermore, as we discussed in our shiur on being Mais Medor, we learned a machlokes rishonim, the Ran versus the Re'im, if Mesiras Medor could be done belachash. The Ran's opinion was that Mesiras Medor could be done belachash, but the Re'im's opinion was that Mesiras Medor may not be done belachash. As we discussed, there are two opinions. One is that it can't be done belachash, but if you say the words quietly to yourself, it's acceptable. Some say it has to be done even Bekol, that it has to be, the words have to be audible. So if we're learning like Rabbeinu Tam, that Kol Nidre is a Mesiras Medor, and according to the Reim, the Mesiras Medor should be done in a way that everybody the words are said out loud, it's appropriate that everybody in the shul should say Kol Nidre, and not only should everybody in the shul say Kol Nidre, but they should say it that it should be heard. If according to this, there's no reason, what's the reason for two people standing next to the chazan during the Kol Nidre? There's no Hataras Nadarim, and there's no Hatara here. When you have Hatara, so you need three people to constitute a Bezdin. But why do you have three people if it's only a Mesiras Maidah? It's a very strong question. The Bach seems to say that since Mesiras Maidah and Hataras Nadarim are very similar one to the other, and for Hataras Nadarim, as we just learned, certainly you need to have three people there. So the minhag became that people should not, chas v'shalom, make an error and think that for Hataras Nadarim you don't need to have three people. So we have three people both for Hataras Nadarim and for Mesiras Maidah, even though it's not really required. According to this shita, that Kol Nidre is a Mesiras Maidah, there is no need to rush with saying Kol Nidre before Shkia. Again, even according to the opinion that it is a Mesiras Maidah, the Paiskim suggest the L'chatchila should be said earlier, because again, not since it's so very similar to Hataras Nadarim, and as we discussed in our previous year, Hataras Nadarim should not be done on Shabbos for Yontif. So therefore, in order that people should not make a mistake, if they'll see that we could do Mesiras Maidah on Yom Kippur, they'll think you could do also Hatara on Yom Kippur. So that's why, even according to this opinion, Hatar, it should be done before Shkia, but it's not much less of an issue. And again, there are opinions that say that according to this Shita, there's no reason to say Kol Nidre before Shkia. And furthermore, as we said in our previous year, there would be no problem in saying Tefillah Zaka and being Mekabel on oneself Yom Kippur before he says Kol Nidre. Certainly, according to this approach, why Kol Nidre is said three times is a little hard to understand. Hataras Nadarim, we explained, the minig is that the Rav says three times Mutalach. So that's why you say three times. But if it's Mesiras Maidah, why is it said three times? So truthfully, it's enough that it should be said once. But here we have to say the reasons that we said in the previous year. They were concerned for people that came late to shul. They were concerned for people who might not have paid attention the first time or the second time. But truthfully, one time is enough. Why we say the pasuk v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael after Kol Nidre, according to the opinion that it's Mesiras Maidah, is very, very understandable. What's happening now? We're being Mesiras Maidah, that all the Nadarim we're going to say all year should be null and void. And a person, therefore, may become lax and think, I don't have to worry about Nadarim. I was Mesiras Maidah. So we say, as we learned, that we know the Mesiras Maidah doesn't work in all situations. Of course, the most common situation is if you remembered the Mesiras Maidah when you make the Nether. But as we said, the Taz taught us that Mesiras Maidah doesn't work on a Nether that somebody else made you make the Nether or Shvuah. It only works on a Nether or Shvuah that you initiate. So people could come to make a mistake. Oh, I'm saying, see, I'm Mesiras Maidah now by Kol Nidre. I was Mesiras Maidah last year by Kol Nidre. So if even during the year Chas V'Shalom, I might have been over on the Aveira of Nadarim Shvuas, I really don't need to worry because I can rely on the Mesiras Maidah. So that's why we declare V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. It's not that simple. It's not that Mesiras Maidah takes away this problem altogether. There's another approach that, in fact, Kol Nidre is a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we begin Yom Kippur. That if Chas V'Shalom, in the course of the year, we might have been over the Aveira of This is the opinion of the Mukhe Yosef. What have been over the Aveira of Nedarim? So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a kapara on this Aveira. We try to say a combination of Sach. Because we have this very fundamental machloikus, Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, what is Kol Nidrei? Is it a Hetan Nedarim? Is it a Mesiris Meidah? So we try to do both. We try to say Loshen Ovar and a Loshen Osed. A combination of both. That's why we say different. We say the Nedarno, which can mean both that I did make and I will make, the Shtabana, which shows that I have made or that I will make. That's why we say, some say, Miyom Kippurim Sh'avar Ad Yom Kippurim Zeh. That's to reflect that it's a Hatoros Nedarim. And we say, Miyom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Abba Aleinu L'Toivo, that it represents a Mesiras Maidah. A combination. The question that we've discussed a number of times, if Kol Nidrei is a Mesiras Maidah, so why do we have to say it every year? If you said it once, it should be enough. So as we explained previously, two reasons. There are more than two reasons, but we're going to quote two reasons. Number one, Mesiras Maidah doesn't work for all Nedarim. And furthermore, we don't want people to become lax in the Nedarim and think, well, I said Kol Nidrei, I was moist in my door, and I have nothing else to worry about. So that's why we say, no, every year I have to be moist in my door. It's not just this moist in my door, being moist in my door once takes away any issue of Nedarim. And that's why the minig in many communities is that the Rav speaks before Kol Nidrei, because a person has to come to the recognition. We've made this point more than once in our shiurim here on Masecht and Nedarim, that what makes a person unique is his ability to speak. And if he uses his speech in a proper way, then he's accomplished, he's doing what he was brought to this world for. But if Chas v'Shalom he uses his speech in the wrong way, an example being that he says Nedarim when he's not supposed to say Nedarim, that's a terrible Aveira, because he used the power of speech, which is the unique ability that human beings have, for the wrong purpose. And that's why as Yom Kippur begins, we make this declaration to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Sefer Yisodah Shorish Avoda says that there's a special point to cry when we say Kol Nidrei. The person is announcing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the gift of life. And the gift of life means the gift to speak. And I'm supposed to use that gift for the right purpose. But maybe in the course of the year, I didn't use that special, unique attribute that I as a human being have. So I cry and I do tshuva and I recognize that I'm going to try to do better. I'm doing charot on the over. I'm having a taras nadarm on those nadarm that I should not have said. And I'm being moist of my daw. Not only am I being moist of my daw that I don't want the nadarm to be effective, I'm davening. I'm being moist of my daw that I want to be careful, that I should speak the way I'm supposed to speak and not make nadarm and not make shvuas, which our Gemara says are so serious.